It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Michael Hill. Wildfire smoke from Canada continues to waft down to the East Coast, tinting the skies in New York yellow and yellow all over the place. And now lots of kids are at home as well. With public schools in the city already scheduled to be closed the next 2 days before the smoke, and some private schools closed too, kids might be wondering why the world looks so different outside today and why it might not be smart to play outside. Mike Shanahan is a science educator with the Liberty Science Center in New Jersey. He's also the planetarium director. He joins us now to talk about the ins and outs of wildfire smoke for everyone. Mike, welcome to Morning Edition.
Thank you so much for having me, Michael.
You're most welcome. Mike, would you explain to our youngest listeners what's happening outside? Where's the smoke coming from?
So the smoke is coming mainly from wildfires in eastern Canada, so hundreds of miles away. And the conditions of weather right now have brought this smoke down to our region.
Why does this cause the sky to change colors, though?
That's a great question. So basically, as you probably know, all sunlight is basically made of all the colors of the rainbow. When you have smoke in the atmosphere, the blue light, which is mainly short wavelengths of light, is easily scattered by these particles that are in the atmosphere from the smoke. They're bounced around, which stops the blue light from getting to your eyes and you perceiving the blue light. Red light, which is longer wavelengths, can penetrate the smoke more easily, and therefore you see more red, orange, and yellow in the sky than you would see under normal circumstances.
Yeah, some of the sunlight I saw yesterday actually looked orange. Officials say such as Mayor Adams are warning New Yorkers to minimize outdoor activity. Why do experts say it's a bad idea to do things like play in the park or run outside today?
Yeah, sort of everything that normally is good is not recommended today specifically. As you're outside where all the smoke is, especially as you exercise, you breathe in a lot of the air, and that can get into your lungs. And so during this unique circumstance we're under, being indoors with the windows closed is a really, really good idea.
Some kids may have feelings about wearing a mask again, as we all might, after the years of COVID. How does masking help protect people from the smoke?
Well, at least N95 masks are recommended because it does help to keep out some of the particles of the matter. The good news is, of course, is that we do expect this to end fairly shortly, within a day or two. So if one masks up to be on the safe side outside, it's going to be a short-term step that we have to take to deal with this circumstance.
We'd certainly welcome that. We certainly would welcome that. What will make this smoke go away, Mike?
Well, there was this pressure system off the coast that's been kind of directing the smoke from Canada down to us. That's coming to an end. So as mentioned just a moment ago, there's some chance of rain this afternoon, which would certainly help. But if not that, then tomorrow we're expecting to see changes in the air pressure and the wind conditions that will, we hope, take this out of our neck of the woods.
Mike, as bad as all of this is for our health and dangerous as well and hazardous as well, this is also an outdoor real learning opportunity for all of us.
It's a really striking circumstance. I mean, it's certainly absolutely dramatic. I flew in to New Jersey 2 days ago coming back from Florida, and the landscape looked incredible in both a good and a bad way. But certainly it's a way to really, it dramatically underscores the risk of a circumstance like this with wildfires. So it's been quite the unusual, visually engaging experience, but I wouldn't go outdoors much to observe it today.
Mike Shanahan is a science educator with the Liberty Science Center in New Jersey. Mike, thank you so much for explaining all this and joining us this morning.
Michael, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome.